Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lauren and Kylie, everybody. Welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
See ya.
Well, let's talk about how you two met.
So we met our freshman. Well, we actually knew each other since
grade school.
Grade school. Yeah. We played each other in sports all the time, and I couldn't stand Lauren.
Why?
I always beat her.
No,
so.
That wasn't true. We played basketball a lot, and there were a bunch of tournaments and things like that, and so we were constantly playing each other, and it was always a back and forth of who was going to win. It was never like set of her team was going to win or my team was going to win. It was always back and forth, and so we played each other constantly.
Different schools, different teams?
Yeah, we went to two different grade schools, but then we went to high school together. Funny thing, how we sort of came together was her ex-boyfriend. He was sort of friends with me, started dating her, and we...
You guys left him in the dust.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I mean,
pretty much. Yeah. Best friends ever since we got to high school. So.
He belongs in the dust.
And where did you go to high school?
In my opinion.
And where did you go to high school?
We went to Seton High School. So good old John knows us very well.
Absolutely. So let's talk about where you guys are at now. Lauren, what's your story? You married? You have any kids?
No. Someday I do have a boyfriend who we've been dating for a little over 2 years, and I work in the school system, and life is good. Love it.
All right. Kylie, what about you?
I work. Well, I'm single. I'm singling and mingling. Don't have a boyfriend. Not getting married right now. Down the road, though.
All right.
I work in an early intervention program for kids with autism.
Oh, wow.
Which is really awesome. So Jen and I have a tight bond of that autism.
Absolutely. There's a connection there.
Yeah.
And what do you guys like to do for fun when you're hanging out together?
Oh, gosh. We get ourselves in all sorts of fun things.
We drink a lot.
We like to have wine nights. We like to go to events around town and just fun things that are going on and hanging out with each other. And we have such busy schedules, so it's really fun when we, you know, get to spend time with each other and get together. So we see each other, talk to each other almost every day.
Yeah. That's good. You guys live close?
No, actually, I was like, I live over in Oakley now, and she still lives on the west side.
You left the west side?
I know. How brave of me.
I know. So what did bring it? Was it the job? What did bring it?
Actually, my brother owns a house in the west side, in Oakley. And he just got married in November and now just had a baby, and him and his wife bought a house on the west side. He's been fixing the house in Oakley, so I've been living there for...
How is that going? Is that like a major culture shock for a West Sider to move to the East
Side?
Are you making friends?
No, not really. I mean, because it's not like a foreign place to me. I've been there numerous times.
So. Yeah, I know.
It's not that weird, but...
Just that local rivalry we love
I love the West Side, but I also really love Oakley, so I don't have any... It's kind of one of those things, like, if someone picks on your little brother or sister, and only you can pick on your little brother or sister, but then someone does it, you're like, oh, no. That's how I feel about the West Side.
Yeah, nobody messes
with my kids.
No one
can talk negatively about it, but I can.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we're going to split you guys up. I assume, Kylie, you're going to be answering questions about Lauren. Is that the deal?
No, Lauren's
backwards.
Oh,
Lauren's going to answer questions about me.
All right. Then, Kylie, we're going to send you into the Jeff and Jen isolation booth so that you can hear what Lauren's saying about you. So we'll see you in a few minutes. There she goes. The door is closing. And it is shut. Tim, whenever you're ready.
All right. Question number one. What would she say is the best part of her job?
I think she would say the best part of her job is just seeing the impact that she has on the kids. She works with young children with autism, so just seeing the impact that she the impact that she has on the families, on the kids, seeing that difference being made, that's what she would say.
Okay. Question two, what is something old she has that she really needs to replace?
Something old. Well, she definitely has something old. I don't know if she would ever replace it. She has a stuffed animal named Buddy that she has had forever, and she knows I hate it so much. And I don't know if she would ever get a replacement for it, but that thing is old and she needs to get rid of it.
Okay. And you think that's how she'll answer?
Gosh, I hope so.
Okay.
She did tell me that that was something that is old, but something she'd get rid of.
All right.
Or need to get new.
We'll stick with Buddy.
We'll go with that.
What would be the toughest thing about dating her?
She, she's stubborn.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has an
art. Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And she always runs late. So if you're a person...
She's stubborn and always what?
She always runs late.
She's always running late.
So, you know, if you're someone who's on time, that might be difficult. And she is a stubborn person, so... someone who's very patient would be good for Kylie.
All right.
Grilled cheese, PB&J, or a frozen burrito?
Grilled cheese.
Okay.
And for sure.
Fifth and final.
She is single.
Yes.
Who would you pick in your friend group for her?
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
In our immediate circle of friends?
Yeah. Who do you think would be a good match for her?
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. What a good question. I could tell you who she wouldn't be good with.
Do you approve of this person? Do you think it would be a good match for her?
Oh, we love our friends. We do have a good friend named Jason, and they've known each other for a long time. And they've always said if we're not dating anybody by 30 or 35, we're going to get together.
Boy, if that's not settling, I don't know what is. I mean, if we're lonely and single.
It's a little joke between them. A lot of our other friends are dating, so
right. No one you would pick for her?
I'll stick with Jason, and hopefully she'll think of that little tidbit that we always joke about.
Jason. That's your fifth and final. Now that Lauren has answered all five, we're going to bring Kylie back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Lauren's. Come on back, Kylie.
Really heavy. Sorry.
There she is.
Oh, I'm back.
Welcome back, gosh. Kylie. Lauren answered five questions about you. We're going to see how you do.
Okay.
First question is worth $10.
What is the best part about your job?
I would say working with my families and the rewarding of my kids and what I get to do every day make a difference in their lives.
Yep, that's it.
Yes.
All right, there's your first $10. Next question's worth 20.
All right, what's something old you have that she thinks you need to replace?
I have a stuffed animal still from when I was little.
Yes.
She hates it.
Buddy, right?
Buddy.
Yeah.
By the way, we need a picture of this thing.
Oh, no.
No, you don't. It is nasty.
My brothers are going to love that was a question. They're going to die.
All right. Next question is worth 30.
Oh, man. Okay.
What would she say is the toughest thing about dating you?
What is the toughest thing about dating you? What would make dating you challenging?
Probably my forwardness, I would say, and like my outgoingness. I'm very overbearing.
That's an interesting self-assessment.
Well, sometimes I'm a little too forward with people.
So what do you mean by forward? Give me an example of something you would say or do that would be forward.
Just, I think I'm very upfront, like...
A little blunt sometimes?
Yeah, well, this is what I want, and if you're not lining up with that, this isn't going to work kind of thing, and...
Hmm. Interesting.
That's very interesting.
Because I don't know anybody like that around here. You know, she used the word stubborn, but I think we're really close to it. Do you agree, Tim? I mean, you think?
Yeah,
that,
I think that. Yeah,
I
was like,
I would say stubborn, definitely, still too.
I don't know that that's what you were going for, but I'm going to let you have it anyway. Just because they both run along the lines of a strong personality. Which
yes.
You
yes. Yeah. I, that is, I guess. Yeah. That's
she also
what I was
said you're late all the time.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I am. I was on time today. I was
you
on
were.
Time.
She was. I was very proud.
Yeah,
I was
right you guys are here actually early.
Yeah. I was right here at 10:15 when we said to be here. I was okay. Very proud of myself.
Let's see. We're question number four worth $40.
Oh, man.
Grilled cheese, PB&J, or a frozen burrito?
Grilled cheese.
There you go. Another $40.
Yes. She loves those grilled cheeses.
Yeah. All right, well, look
I'm
at
like,
you
I
guys.
Love cheese. I love cheese.
Here you are. You're at $100 so far.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You've gotten them all?
They've gotten them all. They're four for four.
We're going on a girls' night.
Yeah.
So if you get this next one right, you walk out of here sharing $150, okay?
Okay.
Look at that. They're joining hands now.
Oh, man. No pressure.
Fifth and final. Now we know that you're single. You told us.
Mm-hmm.
If Lauren was going to set you up with one of your friends in your group, in your circle of peeps, who would she pick out for you?
Oh, God.
And no eye contact.
Oh, sorry. In our group. Okay.
Who would Lauren?
Come on, Kylie.
I think she would say our friend Danny.
Danny.
Danny has a girlfriend.
Yes.
That's the whole friend. You're like, who else would you say? Did you?
Who do you always say you'll get married to if you don't get married to anybody else?
Oh, buddy.
Jason has a girlfriend too.
Well, you came close.
We came close.
He did say Jason.
I wouldn't kill Danny. I would kill Jason though.
What do you mean you'd kill?
She's now turned this into
married
to her die.
Oh my goodness. Well, listen, $100 is still pretty good, guys.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll take it.
Yeah,
woo.
Congratulations. Awesome. And thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game. You truly are best friends. Give yourself a round of applause.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, you want to grab your best friend? Come in and play. Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
As we head into the weekend, there is plenty of sports action to be had, and you've got it covered top to bottom this morning.
Yeah, the Bengals are back home. It feels like they haven't played in forever. It's going to be a hot one at Paul Brown Stadium. Not easy. They're going to face the Dolphins. Both have the same record at 3-1 right now. But some good news for any fantasy football owner, if you care about that stuff, and also just for the ground game in general, Joe Mixon, the club's official cheerleader when he's injured right now. But it looks like he could be playing on Sunday. It's good for them because Gio Bernard has actually been out of practice all week. So they're going to need a starting running back out there. So I'm looking like the Bengals are going to take that one before they face their rival Pittsburgh next week at home. FC Cincinnati, they have two more on the road and regular season will be wrapped up. They take on Pittsburgh. They're looking to extend their win streak because the club hasn't lost since May 26th, which is still unbelievable. Postseason reminder, October 20th. You can get your tickets now. That will be at Nippert Stadium. College football, speaking of winning, the Bearcats versus Tulane tomorrow at noon. Homecoming, a good time.
They're undefeated, too.
Everyone is winning when it comes to all of the teams in town right now. So it's a good time. High school football, St. X versus LaSalle tonight. Nippert Stadium, Moeller versus Elder, another good one there for the division. So a lot of good stuff keeps happening in the city right now. But, yeah, Sunday, Saturday.
So weird.
I just love it. I do feel like a broken record. Every Friday when I come in here, I'm like, they're winning. This team's winning. This team's winning.
I like it, though.
It's great.
Keep doing it.
The energy is awesome. I'm loving it. When you look on social media, when everybody's positive and the mentions aren't too bad, I'm pretty pumped about it. So, yeah, a lot of winning happening in Cincinnati. That's your Friday sports.
This has been going on about as long as you've been doing sports for us, though.
I'm not saying anything, but.
I don't know if there's a connection or not.
I like the way you think.
I liked it because the last time that we all rallied around something was the Andy Dalton swoop, which we were handing out at tailgating and stuff, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
So
I'm
learned
glad,
our lesson.
I think you're the positivity we all need.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't go with the mullet thing. Yeah, the Tyler Effin mullet thing.
Well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Tyler. And he's recovering nicely. He says he'll be good to go. So hopefully back in 2019, his comeback year.
Love it.
Good seeing you, Lindsay. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.